couple of ideas to share with you, the inyan, on the parasha a little bit, and on the matzer, some thoughts, reflections on Yom HaKadosh, if you use that as a reference to Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah is part of Yom Noraim. Now, so we started off talking about Insof Mosi Devadai, so maybe I'll take some poetic license here, okay? One of the piyutim in the davening on Rosh Hashanah as well as Yom Kippur is V'chom Aminim. Establishing how everybody believes this, that, basic, fundamental ideas that we all acknowledge, a reality. One of the lines of V'chom Aminim V'chom Aminim Shehu Hoya Hover V'yiyeh Havadai Shemo came to Hilas. Havadai Shemo. What does it mean? Say it. What does it mean? His name is Vadai. His name is Vadai. Vadai, certainty. Havadai Shemo. So I have a Maxi with Pirushim. This is called Maxi Mikroi Kodesh. Has different Mefarshim. Has the Abudram and the Rabbeinu Yehuda Rav Yochar, which are Rishonim. It has other Pirushim as well. Matei Levi. Others, so they point out that Vadai has a gematria of 21, which happens to also be the gematria of the shame of Aleph Hey Yud Hey Ekya, which is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we know from Parshas Shmos, Ekya She Ekya. And if you say HaVadai with the extra Hey, then it becomes 26, which is the gematria of Havaya. So it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Kabbalah in a Kabbalah, obviously that's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, we also mention a Gemara in Brachas Lama Gimel Mabez, that there was a chazin that was improvising. They used to do this, they added some of his own words as part of like piyut. Piyut is that way, it gives a certain license to embed other ideas that expand on the basic nusach of the tefillah. So he got up before Rav Chanina and he said, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Haadir, and then you see in the list there, Vahavadai. Brachas Ram Gimel Beis. So you see in that Gemara that there's a description for Kadosh Baruch Hu as Vadai. Vadai, Anichvad, and Rav Chanina says, now you're through with all the titles, so we have to keep it simple to what Antik Masagdola did, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora. But meanwhile, we see that there's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vadai. So the basic idea would have to mean that Vadai means certainty, clarity, absolute, no doubts, no questions for sakes, no questions, no doubts, Vadai. And that's the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's descriptive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute. Ein od muvado, hu ve'ein bilto. That's Hayahov V'yeh as well. That's Ekya. In other words, he's the source of all existence. He was, he is, he will be. That's really capturing the same idea as Ekya and Hayahov V'yeh and Yudke Vavke. The sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu being absolute. That connects to another very basic thought, which is very much embedded in the davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We conclude the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, and it's Malchius and Musaf, it's the same bracha. The paragraph begins, Okenu Kevasenu, Melocha Kol Kubich Vodecha, and so on. The very end of the bracha, after Tai Rabbeinu Avdecha Ben Mes, which is what we find by every Shabbos and Yantif, Kashem Mitzvasecha, Bechulim Mitzvasecha, Kibisosecha, Tai Rabbeinu Ben Mes. Then we continue with Ki Ata Elokim Emes, Udvarcha Emes V'Kayam La'ad. What's the theme here at the conclusion of the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, right before that? Ki Ata Elokim Emes, Udvarcha Emes V'Kayam La'ad. So we emphasize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Elokim Emes. You are true. Udvarcha Emes V'Kayam La'ad. So we have to know exactly the pshat here in these words. Someone mentioned from the Rishonim what they say. But the first thing that immediately should catch us is the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu's seal is emes, chosamo emes. And we also have the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Rosh Devarcha Emes. We have it in the Anim Smiros as well, borrowed from that pasuk, Rosh Devarcha Emes. We also say it before Tkiyas Shofar, a couple of psukim that we say. One of them is Kras Satan, right? The Krasik. So the resh of those psukim is Rosh Devarcha Emes. Finish the pasuk. What does it say further? Remember last year? No. Rosh Devarcha Emes Ulolam Kol Mishpat Zidkecha. So the Rishonim already note the connection here with Udvarcha Emes. Melitzas in Tefillah, you should realize, are very, very often borrowed from Psukim. Just that we don't always know the Psukim, so we're not always aware of the parallels. But the more that you look in the Rishonim and the Pirushim, you'll see the connections. It's true for weekday Shmoneh Esrei, it's true for so much of Tefillah, Piyut especially. So it says Udvarcha Emes based on Rosh Devarcha Emes. But the idea, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, meaning that the only reality in the world, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the real thing, if you will, right? To the extent that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are connecting to emes. To the extent that a person is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're detached from emes. And that's the same thing as Vadai. Vadai, emes, it's a similar idea. Okay, take it a step further in terms of the nusach of the bracha. Ki ata elokim emes udvarcha emes v'kayim la. So the Rishonim bring a pshat here. It's found in the Ran at the very, very end of Rosh Hashanah. In the back of the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you have the Ran on the Rif. The very last piece, the very last page of the Daf Yerif on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you will see the Ran brings this pshat. Abudram says it as well. Pshat in what we say in our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Zeh she'omrim b'tefillah. Udvarcha emes v'kaimat. So we should know. We say these words. We should have some idea of what lies in these words. Perusha lamadnu b'divrei agada v'kachi. So there's another pasuk. We say this at Tashlich. Le'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'ashamayim. That's a pasuk. Also, I think in Kuf Yutes in Tehillim. That's the Ashrei Tmimei Derech. 8 sukim per letter. Le'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'ashamayim. What does it mean? Dvarcha means kayem dvarcha. Fulfill your words. Kishem sheiskanta im Adam. Just as you did for Adam, so should you continue to fulfill for us. What does he mean? What's being referred to? Kishem shedanta oso berachamim. Just as you judged Adam with rachamim. In a sense, the whole Yom Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, Midrashim tell us, goes back to that first Chet of Eitz Hadas, which was on the sixth day of creation, which was, of course, Aleph Tishrei. And Adam HaRishon was tried, put on trial, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a verdict, and that became the precedent for the notion of Yom HaDin on Aleph Tishrei. Okay. So just as you were done Adam Berachamim, we'll see in a minute what that means, Kach Ata Terachim Hadoros Haboim Acharov La'olam. So that's the Le'olam Hashem Dvarcha Nitzav B'Shamayim. You should reaffirm that idea of the din of Rachamim that you paskin on Adam for the future generations. Lo kach gazarta al Adam. Did you not make a decree on Adam when you warned him not to eat Eitz Hadas? Ki b'yom acholcha mimenu mos tamus. Which means that he would die immediately. B'yom acholcha mimenu. That's what you said. But the answer is, how come Adam lived for 930 years? Because the Yom was reinterpreted to mean Yom Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what? Which is Elef Shanim. Like it says in the Pasuk, right? What's the Pasuk there? Ki Elef Shanim Be'inecha Ki Yom Esmo. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standards, the Yom can take on the meaning of Elef Shanim. So Adam lived 70 years shy of 1,000. And that's the other medrash, that why not 70 more years? Where did they go? 70 years? To David HaMelech, who lived 70 years. David HaMelech is acknowledging all of this when he said, Sukim, La'olam Hashem Baruch HaNitzav V'Hashamayim. In other words, Hashem, that Yom is really Elef Shanim. I give you 930 years, and I leave 70 years for David HaMelech. L'fichach Amar David, continues the Ran, L'fichach Amar David, Ribon HaOlamim. Had you not gone through this process of being done in Berachamim, he would have had no kiyum whatsoever. That would be Yoma Cholcha literally means Yoma Cholcha. He's gone. He's slated. There's no hope. But what you do, you found a redeeming factor. You found a way to work into the gzera of Biyom that it can mean 1,000 years, so you have 930 years. V'iskanta imo berachamim. And we go back and we say, just as you did that, kach hiskanta imi she'atad don es bana berachamim. So therefore, kach tiknu ad v'yabedram she'yikayim dvaro. And therefore, when we say, u'dvarcha emes v'kayim lo'ad, we want that same paradigm to occur for us in the din of Rosh Hashanah, that it should have the aspect of rachamim that will temper the midas hadin. It's an amazing idea that lies in the words of Dvarcha Emes Lekayim La'ad, that you already, the very first din, as it were, of Rosh Hashanah with Adam, had the aspect of rachamim which tempered din, and so we want for us as well. That is one pshat of Dvarcha Emes Lekayim La'ad, and the other pshat, says the Abu Dram, he brings, because we go back to what he says earlier in the paragraph, Melocha Kolam Kula Bechvodecha, Bachusa Vakol Mashallah. That means that you already promised through all the Nevi'im that there's going to be an end game, there's going to be a Gula Asida, and it will be V'hai Hashem Melocha Kol Ha'aretz. So it's not enough that we quoted the Pesukim and we said Melocha Kol Mekul Bechvodecha, that there will be such a thing, but we want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring that to fruition, and therefore Udvarcha Emes, we know that it will happen. We affirm our belief in that. Udvarcha Emes She'tachtanu Kach Ba'asida Sa'geula Kmo She'kasu Ben Pesukim. Because, after all, ki dvaro emes v'kayim la'ad. And that's what we end. Melech al-Kohorz mekadosh tzav yom ha-zikaron. So according to the second pshat that Abudran brings, the point is that we are reaffirming our belief in this vision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised, and we know that He'll fulfill it. So I just want to take it a step further. So what does it mean? Vaday emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole reality in the world. So how does that carry over now in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That means that we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, it is as good as done. It's happening, it's going to happen. And we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are emes, you're going to be ames haftachaso, and that's a reality. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring rachamim to the din, to temper the din with rachamim, as you did, and that became a reality in the world. And so too, the nevuos of the future, and the vision of the future, the glorious future of Kal Yisrael, we want that to come to fruition because we believe in it and we know it will happen. I want to connect this to a word that Rabbi Moshe said in the parsha this week, in Itzavim. At the very end of the parsha, the pasuk says, Ve'ein asati ufanacha hayom esachayim esatov esamavis vesara. You have a choice. It's very clear, there's two paths. And a little few psukim later it says, I am calling testimony about all this. Shemayim and Oretz. Achayim v'amavas nasati lefanecha. You've got a choice of achayim to v'achayim. Why are Shemayim v'Oretz brought into this? This is what happens in Hazinu again. Hazinu is v'amavas v'beirav, Sishma Oretz. Shemayim v'Oretz are used as the model to get the message across that we have to choose life. What does Shemayim v'Oretz have to do with anything? Says Rashi, Pshat. Davar Acher. Look at the Shemayim. Look at how it was created. And look how it functions. It obeys the laws of nature. It hasn't changed. The sky today is what the sky was, notwithstanding global warming, whatever else might be, right? But there are laws of nature that exist today like they did hundreds, thousands of years ago. That's the reality. Shema Shinuas Midasa. Shema lo ola gal gochama min ha-mizrach ve-heir l'chol ha-olam. Was there a day that the sun didn't rise? V'zarach Hashem v'ashemesh. These are built-in laws of nature. Look at the aretz that I created for you. Shema shinsa midasa. There are laws of nature. You plant, things grow. You plant wheat, it grows wheat. That's not barley. And these aspects of creation don't get Schar va'onesh, and yet they obey the laws that they were given to them. They do their thing, and us, you, Shem zachisem tekabu schar v'im chatosim tekabu peronos lachas kam v'kam. That's the kal v'chomer. You have at stake chayim v'amaves. There'll be schar v'ones. Certainly, you have to learn shemayim v'aretz. First glance, what kind of kal v'chomer is it? There's a very simple difference. Pircha the kal v'chomer. Shemayim v'aretz, they don't have free will. They do because that's what they do. They're programmed. They go with the program because they couldn't do otherwise. That's the laws of nature. We have free will. So what kind of kavu chomer is it, right? Obvious kash. Zabda Moshe Tainzin Zetzal in Darash Moshe. He says, but that goof is the kavu chomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a reality, with laws of nature, Shemayim and Oretz. And that is a reality that we can all observe. It's empirical. We can identify it. We can try to explore it and understand it. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And there's no way to disagree. It is what it is. It's a chok. Because Hashem gave the power in the world through nature that it should function as it functions. Says Moshe, the Kal V'chomer comes and says, Kol Shekein, the mitzvah Torah, which also came into being by Kaddish Baruch Hu's word. It wasn't just one word, it's Harbe Yamiros, Aseres Adivros, and that's Keneged, the Asar Mamaros of the world. It's no less a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Ratzon when we look at words of the Torah than the laws of nature. So we should realize, and the Kal V'chomer should emphasize for us, that it's not possible to go against it. Inherently, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's reality. The laws of the Torah are as immutable as the laws of nature. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into creation another interesting dimension, that make into humanity, I should say, another dimension, namely Bechira Chafshis. That means that theoretically, a person could break the laws of the Torah, seemingly because Hashem gave Bechira to it. But Be'etzem, that itself is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, the Koach HaBechira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, Hashem made human beings, Hashem made the Torah, and Hashem gave Bechira to a person, Uvacharta Bechayim. But if I understand the perspective of Shemayim Va'aretz as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word in the world, and it exists because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the world, then we have to take that same perspective and carry it over to Mitzvot of Torah and see there's no less a reality to the extent that how can I go against it? Just like Shemayim Va'aretz can go against their nature because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, and that's how it functions, because Baruch Hu did it and made it that way. So because Baruch Hu gave us a Torah and gave us a vision for life, a template, a roadmap for life, the etzen, how can you go against it? But because Baruch Hu says, but I'm going to give you a hechetimtza to think as if you're going against it, but it's really an illusion. Because really, to go against us, to go against life, to go against emes, go against reality. And we think somehow that we're accomplishing something by doing that. But at the end of the day, we haven't accomplished anything. It's all a mirage. Ein od nuvado. Huve ein bilto. Vadai shemo. Kein tilasa. It's a subtle idea. It has to settle in. I think if there's a certain message that we have to take with us in Rosh Hashanah, and it's, you know, it's a day that obviously is complex. I just listened to Rabbi Weinberger's Sicha the other night. Beautiful. We talked about the two aspects of Rosh Hashanah. The Inyan of Pachad, Yiras Onesh, but the Inyan of Simcha, Yom Achtara. It's obviously a complex day. It plays out in a lot of different ways, and we embrace both. And obviously, the accent has to be, I think, for most people, on the Ava, as he mentioned. But clearly, there's aspects of both. But there's a message that permeates everything. The Inyan of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to drill home to us that there is a reality, the Torah and the vision of Torah, and that vision of Torah is not just about me as an individual and my personal comforts and my personal likings, but it has to do with a vision which is transcendent. It's a vision of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a vision of Klal Yisrael and a future where we're going, the glorious descriptions of the Nebuos that we capture in our Psukim, the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything we say, and obviously to the extent that we're part of that vision and we live by the blueprint that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which we recognize is as much a reality in life as is Shemayim and Aretz, to that extent we are part of that emes. We are connecting to a certain reality that we understand is immutable. The world we understand is real, and we can recognize that it is what it is, it's not going to change. Then we have to understand, even though it might look in the eyes of a lot of people living their life, that they're actually making a difference. To the extent that you are part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's vision, you are making a difference, even if it's not noticed by other people. But it matters. It matters. To the extent that a person is doing it their own way, in their own terms, then in the bigger picture, it doesn't matter. It's not about how many headlines that you might be making here or there. At the end of the day, the entirely ben love the chav emes. The extent that you're connecting to an emes, the extent you're connecting to a reality that we know is transcendent, to that extent, we're mamlecha kadosh baruch hu on ourselves. That's the biggest challenge sometimes, because as Rav Sol Salanter says, and the Chavos Chaim quotes as one of his svarim, a person can be mamlecha kadosh baruch hu on the shiva rakiyim and daud kanfos haaretz and achad. And that's sometimes the easy part. The harder part is sometimes to bring it down to yourself and recognize, so I'm in that picture too. Therefore, I understand that I submit and I surrender to that higher power, as it were, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, that's the ultimate zechiah that we have in Rosh Hashanah, to connect with that idea of emes. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are tapped into that. The koch of Klal Yisrael, the tzibur, the Bali Musa spoke about connecting to a tzibur. The more that you feel connected to the tzibur, wherever you might be davening, Klal Yisrael as a whole, are coming together on this day, to the extent that you feel connected to that transcendent entity called Knesset Yisrael, to that extent you are part of the nitzchis of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the idea of emes. And that alone is the best segula liskos b'din. If a person surrenders to that higher power, recognize that I'm not in charge, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world, I want to be partnered with you, what I really want to do is what you want. It might look this way, it might look that way, but I'm really directing myself to align my ratzon with your ratzon. That's really the avodah shebelev of Tkiyas Shofar, and that's the avodah shebelev of the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. That should be the force that will propel us from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Yetz Hashem, we should have our tefillahs answered collectively, Kal Yisrael individually. We should be zoche, all of us, to exceed the simatova, good year, smooth year. Shabbos.